The Mishnah says in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Hey Kol Shabbat B'Chamim Me'erev Shabbos Shoen Osa B'Chamim B'Shabbos. This is the locha that relates to Bishul. If it's Davi Yovish, Ain Bishul Acha Bishul. But there's a machlok of Rishonim here between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam is Mashma in Hilcha Shabbos Perek Tes Locha Gimel that if it wasn't Nisbashul called Tzarko, that you'd still be Chayef for Bishul. However, the Magen Mishnah there quotes in the name of the Rashba that if it was Nispashel Kamaichel Ben Dersoi, also, even if it's not Nispashel called Tzorko, also there's no Chiyuv Midiraisa of being Mavashel, because since Michael Ben Dersoi is the minimum Shiyuv of Bishel, so even if doing the Bivashel more a second time, it'll be better, because then you bring it to called Tzorko, still there's no Bishel Acha Bishel. So the Rav explained that this machlek is between the Rambam and the Rashba is what's the loch of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. According to the Rashba, the loch of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul is the din of the Maisa Bishul. That since it was Nispashul, and therefore the Shir Bishul Kimach Ben Deshor, you're not chayev to Mivashul again because that's the loch of the Maisa Bishul. However, the Rambam thinks that the loch of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul is a locha, it's a tnai in Meleches Machsheves, that since it was ready in this bashul, so there's no point to cook it anymore. But if it wasn't this bashul called Tzorcho, even though it was Kamachal B'Dasoi, there is a point, and there is a purpose to it. So therefore in Hilchas Meleches Machsheves, you'd be chayiv. So the Chayiv said the Nafkimina would be between the Rashba and the Rambam, whether this halach of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul is a special loch in Hilchas Shabbos, that would be the opinion of Rambam, because it's a loch in Meleches Machsheves, or is it halach in Kol Torah Kulu, because it's not called a Ma'aseh Bishul. So the Nafka Mina would be, what would be the halach l'mashul by Basa B'Cholov? Is the Bishul Acha Bishul by Basa B'Cholov? Because we know there's a separate lav to Mivashul, Basa and Cholov together. What if I cooked it, once it was already cooked, and I cooked it again? So Bikivega says in Hagos on Simon Pezayin in Yeridea that he quotes from the Shari Dura that the chticha that was nech b'sha b'cholav, it was just soaked in milk for 24 hours, so it has a bli of milk. It's osta mevashel, because now when you mevashel it, that's the cooking, and you'll be chayav for the bishul. Because till that kovish is only midrabanan, and now he'll be over in the east of Bishul Midiraisa. So the kiveg is medayik from that. You see that it's only because it was kovish, but it's mashma that if it was already nisbashel the chticha b'cholav, it would be mutter to mevashel again because ain bishul acha bishul. However, the Ramah there in Pei Zayin is mashma not that way, because the Ramah says, that it's also lachtos ha'esh tachas k'teva shel akum t'vishem mevashim behem pamim cholov v'pamim basa v'machat tachas k'teva shelim boli dei bishul basa b'cholov. And the source of this Ramah is Mordechai. So you see that the Ramah thinks that there is the Gili Mashah points says that the Ramah thinks there is bishul acha bishul, because it says that you shouldn't, because this is a k'deira of a goy, and sometimes it cooks milk and meat together, and therefore in this k'deira there's meat and milk, and therefore when you'll cook it now, if you'll be mechatet the fire and light it again, you'll be over on bishul basa b'cholov, that this was already after after it was already cooked. So you see there is bishul acha bishul according to the Ramah, not like Rebbe Kivega's diuk and the Shari Dura. So we have a machlok between Rebbe Kivega and the Ramah, whether there's bishul acha bishul b'bas v'cholav, and the Rav thought that may depend on this issue. However, the Rav said it could be that the reason there's no bishul acha bishul b'bas v'cholav is not because of the general halach of ain bishul acha bishul, but he said it may be a special halach in b'bas v'cholav, that is ain bishul acha bishul, according to Rebbe Kivega, because the isa bishul is to create a cheftz of basa b'cholav. But here, since it's already basar b'cholov from the first bishul, when you cook it again, you haven't created a chefetz of basar b'cholov because it was already previously a chefetz of basar b'cholov, and that's why you're not chayiv. But it's not the loch of ein bishul achabishul because you require a ma'isa bishul. Then it's a specific halacha in basar b'cholov. The Rav pointed out that this shaila about whether it's bishul achabishul by basar b'cholov is a machlokes between, could be a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon in Chulin, because Rashi says in Chulin Daf Kuf Ches chatzi zayis basar chatzi zayis cholov shibishim zeh emzer amav loikal achilasa ve'enu loikal bishulo v'levi ema af loikal bishulo, and Mos asks and Rav manav shoch imet staff on a bishul namid lilko v'lo mit staff achila namid lo lilki. And the one answers the olam lo mitzdafi ubab miyoreg gedola. So what does it mean? Miyoreg comes from miyoreg gedola, a big pot. So Rashi says there, the letzdodim amarav lamilsei shem ochel chatzis zayis basar chatzis zayis cholov habab miyoreg gedola shenishbasu pa shir mizeh umizeh v'nesu loykel echiloso hova ochli shir sholem v'mbishul chatzis zayis basar im chatzis zayis cholov einu loke al bishulo. However, Rabbeinu Gershom says it has a different shot. Rabbeinu Gershom says, "Babom miyoreg gedola shel basar b'cholov mevushel, v'lokol chatzis zayis mi also basar, v'chatzis zayis mi also cholov, v'chazo bishulin pam acheres, abishulu lo loki dekva mevushel, achil loki de ochel kazayis isur." So you see that the Rabbeinu Gershom interprets yoreg gedola is talking about there was already mevushel, and therefore you're not liking the bishul because ain't bishul achabishul by basar b'cholov. Rashi doesn't interpret that way because maybe Rashi holds there is bishul achabishul by basar b'cholov.